Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, lads, we all know weddings are really, 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 really expensive, aren't they? And it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for a couple to spend on average €25,000 on their big day. But do you have to spend that amount? Well, Finn and Hab will tell you that you don't. Good morning. How are yous?
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. First of all, Finn, I'll come to you first. Are you surprised hearing that the cost of a couple's big day is on average €25,000?
No, I don't think so, because even just in the last couple of years, seeing my friends plan weddings, just that seemed to be what it was creeping up to, definitely. Once you kind of put everything together, you had a bigger group of people.
Yeah, it sounds about right. 25,000.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. So scary.
It's scary.
Yeah, can you tell the listeners how much you roughly spent on your big day?
Roughly, it'll be a little bit over €1,000, I think.
Okay. Now, that seems quite very unrealistic. I don't know how you're going to have to talk me through how you did this. So tell us about the day. I mean, how did you do it so sustainably? Tell us about the dress, first of all, Finn.
So I got a dress. I ordered one off Depop.
Okay.
And that the one that I had planned to wear was only about €100. It's still a really, really nice dress. It was an Australian designer, all of that. It didn't actually arrive in time, and I ordered a backup. This was only about €25, and when it arrived, it was beautiful. I sewed a little ribbon onto it on the day that kind of finished it off. And
sounds very special.
Yeah, and it meant I didn't feel bad if I spilled a glass of wine on.
And did you have flowers and a wedding planner? And like, what did you have? What did you have to, give up?
The main cost would have actually been the wedding planner, because we were getting married. We were living in Madeira in Portugal. Mm-hmm. So all the ceremony, everything was actually through Portuguese. So she was our translator. She organized all our paperwork, that kind of thing. And then the flowers and stuff, just actually got them on the day from some local flower sellers in the market and then put the bouquet together myself in the morning.
Is it a lot more work? Okay, you're saving thousands and thousands and thousands, but did it feel like were you exhausted with all the planning and running around and you know what I mean, with the day itself?
I don't know about Hyde, but no, like the day itself, we went for a nice swim in the hotel in the morning, had a lovely breakfast, Hyde went off to buy a few bits, I grabbed the flowers. It was very chill.
How many people did you have at it?
It was just five of us, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was just the five.
So are you falling out with all your family and friends now with those that weren't invited?
No, not at all. It was peak kind of we had moved over there a while before, but it was kind of peak COVID time. So the plan had been that some very close family and friends would have come, but it was just a travel restriction, so it wasn't possible.
Okay. Let's talk about this, because Hybe, you're from the Netherlands originally, and it's very different reality over there when it comes to weddings. I mean, weddings are more like garden parties, aren't they? They're not a big business like they are over here, right?
No, that's the biggest difference. I think that here there's so many people that can make jobs out of weddings, like musicians and, there'd be wedding planners, photographers, things like that. In Holland, you wouldn't be able to just make a career out of working in weddings, I think, because they're a lot smaller. They're not huge events. Like I haven't been to too many, but the ones I've seen, they're
huge.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah.
So, what would you say to people who are listening now, who are just about to put, €10,000 deposit down and spend €5,000 on a dress and all? What would you say to those people?
I guess myself, it would be if if that's what you're into and that's what you're really excited about and that uses the dress you've dreamed about your whole life, then that's your thing. You know, probably someone would look at what I spend on like Claire's equipment and think that that's too much. But if it's stressing you out,
yeah,
I would definitely say, like, where are the areas that you could pare down? And a lot of the times, the nice thing, especially when it comes to weddings, is that the more sustainable choice is actually the more affordable choice. It's not necessarily the case in everything else. Like, I know things like Bernardo's and stuff. There's a lot of amazing secondhand bridal boutiques around Ireland where you can still get a stunning, amazing designer dress, but instead of $3,000, you know, €500, something like that.
Okay. Okay. And where do you guys live now?
We live in Bundoran in Donegal.
Okay. And how's life?
Good. We
it's
good. Eight months pregnant.
Oh, well, congratulations. Do you know what you're having?
Baby girl.
Oh, a baby girl in August.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's going to really test you. I know you guys are big into sustainability, but once a baby comes along, it is tricky. It is tricky to keep that going. It's doable, but it is. Do you think that's going to be a challenge for you, or are you up for that?
I think so far it's been pretty good. I mean, we're very lucky that a lot of our friends have had kids already. So, again, we're just getting a lot of kind of hand-me-downs or even lends of things for those first 6 months and stuff like that. So that has been nice for, again, it's always nice. The sustainability and the cost side.
Yeah.
I had a heart attack the other day looking at the price of a baby monitor.
Well, listen, congratulations to both of you for your upcoming arrival in August. Thank you so much for coming on the show and tell us about your really inexpensive. It sounds like you had a really special day. If you had $25,000, would you spend it on the day? If you had to go back?
I don't know about you, Heidi, but I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No.
I would definitely use it as a down payment on a house.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And how was the day? Was it as special as it sounds?
Oh, it was so much fun. And we did have, in the evening, we had some drinks with friends and on a little rooftop bar near where we were staying. It was great. It was just really, well, yeah, I don't want to talk for you, Hyde, but it was really relaxed.
Did you fall out with family and friends? Did you, though? Honestly, like, were there people going, I can't believe I'm not in that circle of five. I can't believe I'm... Did you fall out with people that you couldn't invite?
Yeah, well, I think everyone kind of really understood the travel restriction issue. And then we did plan pre-baby to have a big party just in my kind of Dutch style in my dad's garden this summer. But she is going to arrive around the time that we were going to do that. So we're going to do it next year.
Blame the baby. That's the start of it. Excellent job. Lads, that's the reason to have them. You can blame them for not wanting to go out and not having that party. It's amazing. Well, listen, best of luck with that. And thanks for coming on the show, guys. Thank you so much. There we go. That is Finn and Habe. Congratulations to them on their wedding and their upcoming arrival. And if you want to find out more, Finn has a website, saltwaterstories.me, and Habe is burrowburritos.com. He has a little place up there in Bundoran. Just over $1,000 on a wedding. Not bad. Make you think, though, wouldn't it?
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.